Hachette Audio presents A Better Man, written by Leah McLaren, read by Eva Kaminsky. For Rob. How can I know who I am until I see what I do? How can I know what I value until I see where I walk? Carl Weick. Chapter 1. Nick Wakefield is a happily married man. That is the official story. But even in this moment, a mild, unremarkable midweek dawn in late September, a school day, as Maya would call it, he is clinging to the enviable outward qualities of his life, as if to bits of driftwood in a flash flood. It is, by any standard, a good life. A life of privilege and endless opportunities for pleasure. And yet, it is also a life that has made him miserable. Slumped over the cool stone kitchen island in a pilled cashmere bathrobe, the perfect Christmas gift for the dad who has everything, Nick performs the early morning accounting he's been laboring at each day upon waking for a couple of years now. A keeping up of appearances in his own head. Not a show of gratitude, exactly, but a listing off of the things that if he could connect himself to the glittering hologram of his own success, he might well be grateful for. These are the things he is sure other people would like to take from him, if they ever got the chance. Topping the slate is this house, the one he's sitting in now. A bomb-proof Edwardian boulder on a city street that his slick, post-adolescent real estate agent once described as the fillet of the neighborhood. A description Nick secretly relishes, but would never have the bad taste to repeat out loud. Then there's the lake house, a cube of glass and steel perched on a slab of pink granite 2.5 hours north of the city. The view was chosen for its resemblance to a Group of Seven painting. Rocks rising out of choppy waters, a couple of craggy, wind-battered pines emerging miraculously from cracks in the stone. He thinks of the place now, and is filled not with pleasure, but with the intent.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?